had a friend of mine call me one morning. It was about 6:15. I had just finished playing, I don't know if it was a Toccata and Fugue by Bach or what, and she said, I would ask you, please, not to play Bach before 7:30 in the morning because it's just too complicated for me to listen to when I'm half asleep. She couldn't handle all of what was going on in there.
Right.
Even though it was so familiar to us, we didn't think about it. You know, you listen to the Brandenburgs or the Orchestral Suite or some of the variations, and you just don't think about it. There's so much depth.
Bach's numerology is pervasive in his works, and I'm not an expert on it, and every time I conduct some Bach of substance, I have to learn again about it. It is not really that important to a performance to know his 12 times 12 or his you know, a combination of all the sacred numbers, 7 times 7 times 12, and then a certain number of bars that, like the whole Matthew Passion has, it has a certain numerical connection. Bach was really into numerology. They're just really good compositions. I'm awed by Bach, you know, by his simplicity. He is a normal guy, you know, and a man just who was an organist who just happened to create all these masterpieces, you know. That, I love that we can know that and make his music, you know. What a gift he gave us.
And Mahler was fascinated by Bach.
I feel, maybe I'm singular in feeling that, but I feel there is a lot of kinship between Bach and Mahler, in terms of maybe even the people they were. You know, they went about their business, Bach being an organist, Mahler being a conductor, and then they created this incredible stuff. All the while they were busy and intense with just making a living. You know, and then they created these masterpieces. But I think there is on a human level, I wouldn't be surprised if they had similarities, those two. You know, I hope so, actually. It would be fun.